Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV. Joining me today is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
And the excited, exhilarated, pumped up, explosive.
Ooh, yes.
Can hardly contain myself.
Come on, man. Show it to
us. Oh, my goodness.
Let it go.
It's time to rock and roll, man.
Oh, my goodness. That is beautiful. Totally beautiful.
Wow.
Well, we are coming to you live, if you're listening to us right now, in the context of just bringing a light conversation. That's L-I-G-H-T. And we were talking about Israel and visiting Israel. We have some tours available for you right now. You go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and be able to see Visit Israel. You can do it virtually. You'd be really surprised. You can spend American dollars all over the place.
Hmm.
Totally amazing how that works right there. Israel, these nuclear talks are going on right now. And Congressman Michelle Bachmann, just love this lady. They say she has a spine of steel, but she's standing up for Israel. And I want you to hear right now, CBN News speaking about these talks that are going on, which obviously that they are feeling very weary about these talks. And obviously so, when reportedly American government, the administration saying, ignore all of our allies in regards to Israel, when our Secretary of State, John Kerry, is telling our congressman to don't pay attention to anything the Israelis say, and the talks are going on. Listen, and the French are standing up boldly. As a matter of fact, listen up to CBN News. We're back.
World powers resumed negotiations today with Iran over its nuclear program. Israelis are concerned an agreement could allow Iran to make a nuclear bomb. But in recent weeks, Israel has found an unexpected ally in France. Here's Chris Mitchell now from Jerusalem.
Israel got a boost this week during a three-day visit by French President François Hollande. France stopped the last round of talks in Geneva when it refused Iran's terms. In a speech to Israel's parliament, Hollande said he would hold the line on sanctions.
It is now for Iran to respond, not just with words, but with concrete measures that are verifiable. And I affirm here that sanctions will be maintained until Iran has definitely removed its nuclear weapons program.
Hollande's speech was good news for Israeli leaders who feel an interim agreement would let Iran off the sanctions hook.
This is one of our concerns, that since this interim agreement is so good for Iran and so convenient for the Iranians, they are giving entirely nothing and getting a lot of reductions on the sanctions and legitimation as a threshold nuclear country.
This is the most frightening nightmare of all that we're dealing with in foreign policy.
U.S. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was in Israel this month and told CBN News it's the wrong time to go easy on Iran.
Just when economic sanctions are really working, we've got Iran exactly where they're about to have their back broken. They're down on their knees. And just when they're down on their knees, the Obama administration wants to pull all the pressure back, and they want to give Iran the space they need, in addition to the luxury of time, to finish their project of developing a nuclear weapon.
Bachmann believes Iran's nuclear program and its supreme leader, Khamenei, threaten both Israel and the West.
Khamenei will not only use a nuclear weapon against Israel, they will use it against any other Western civilization. They will use it against Europe. They will use a nuclear weapon against the United States of America. Don't think for a moment that they won't. They will. They seek the elimination of the United States just as surely as they seek the elimination of the Jewish state of Israel.
But Israel is not the only concerned country in the region. The Gulf states just across the Persian Gulf, and especially Saudi Arabia, see Iran as Israel does.
I think the evidence is undeniable that the Israeli and Saudi positions vis-a-vis Iran and the need to prevent a nuclear Iran and the deep concerns regarding the current direction of events in Geneva and in the negotiations, you know, the evidence of that is unmistakable. Israel and Saudi Arabia are on the same page vis-a-vis Iran.
In the meantime, Israel is campaigning against any agreement that would allow Iran to get a nuclear bomb. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Moscow this week to lobby Russian President Vladimir Putin. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is so important. We're seeing what's taking place here is, thank God for Congressman Michelle Bachmann.
Yes.
But you can't help but see that our administration is totally going against any biblical worldview and a view when they're saying totally, reportedly, and you can see about it on the VFN Torch, we have the sources there, they're saying that ignore anything. This is what John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is saying. Ignore anything the Israeli would say.
Yeah. According to Fox News today, the president, yeah. The president today is urging Congress and some of these folks to ease sanctions, just to ease them right now. Just hold off. Don't do anything. Just hold off. This is just keeps going.
And you notice that, and we're trying to give a biblical worldview and focus, remember, on God and country in that order and Israel. We have to stand for Israel. There's no choice in regards to the eyes of the Lord that we become irrelevant when we don't stand for Israel. And besides, understand you want to stand for Israel. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Mm-hmm. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name is Israel. Israel is Jacob. And what you have is Esau, the other lineage that came through Hagar, everywhere else, either trying to come against, jealous to this day of Jacob and what's taking place. And so I just want to encourage you that we need to stand up and we need to pray for protection over Israel. We need to understand and not be naive for whatever reason. And I don't have anything other than what the Lord is telling me and what you see, the reports are coming out, but just the fruit of what's happening in our leadership, they believe their viewpoint that they can actually have some sort of logical dialogue with Lucifer and they can strong arm him or have a nice intellectual conversation with the Ayatollah, reportedly, being said that it's going to all work out. Or by the way, they're for it. They're for the nuclear arming of Iran, and to be for that is to be against Israel and to be against America and against every Jew and Christian on the face of the earth, because they're openly against the infidel, which is somebody who's not in the context of that. And this is happening as we speak at this very, very moment, this very instance. This is taking place in the world, and the church is just silent. We talked about for years, maybe you didn't, but we talked about that when the Jews were being carried in trains to go to the concentration camps, the church has just ignored it actually taking place. They just kind of just whatever. And somebody said they just played their music louder because they heard the screaming in the trains. And it's like, which means there's such great deception at times like that could take place. But if we open our eyes and realize, wait a minute, this has always been the strategy of the adversary. This has always been Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy those made in the image and the likeness of God, which is human race. And he will use part of the human race to kill the other part of the human race, and then he'll kill the human race. I mean, it's just what he does. But Jesus came to give you life and to save you and to set you free. And standing for Israel, this is what he says. He says, if you bless Israel, I'll bless you. If you pray for Israel's peace, then you'll have peace in your life. But if you don't stand for Israel, God won't stand for you.
No.
If you don't bless Israel, whoever curses Israel, and right now, I mean, when our leaders that we chose in Washington, D.C., you can say what you want to, we're all Americans, we're one nation.
That's it.
They're cursing Israel. They're cursing Israelis when they say, don't listen to anything an Israeli would say. They're cursing Israel when they say, don't listen to any of our allies that talk the old wisdom over Israel.
And this makes no sense. This makes no sense unless you want to do Israel in.
Yeah.
We need to pray because they're saying the decision won't be made probably till after Thanksgiving break. But, you know,
that's when the health care was made on Christmas Eve. You know, when you know, this is the seducing season. This is when they killed people going after tennis shoes and lining up in lines and all the things that we've talked about in the past. And Christmas Eve is when they maneuvered the health care bill, which is they quote, they say a debacle. But it happened on Christmas Eve, and it happened unconstitutionally based on reports that if it's a revenue source, it has to originate in Congress. It can't originate in Senate. But it doesn't matter anymore. The truth doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what truth does matter. The Word of God. You need to get into the Word of God. Understand, if you stand for Israel, no matter what happens, if you stand for Israel and you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, you made him the Lord of your life, hey, you're on the right side. Even if it doesn't look good in the eyes of men, and it doesn't turn out well financially or physically, understand that you will be definitely rewarded, for that.
Not
and
that.
This is the big thing, when all nations are turning against Israel, as prophetically would happen, it's happening so quickly that you almost can't even wrap. We've had this segment, and hopefully it's a related segment. You can hear it. When this young lady, she was 12 years old, and she was a Jew, and they were taking everybody to these camps, and they had them on these cattle trains. And this is what she said over and over again. It was surreal. It was surreal. It was surreal. It was surreal. And I believe the title of that particular segment is like, "It's real, sir. It's the real deal." But she just couldn't. You just don't want to believe these things are real. But that's just naive. We've got to realize that evil is there today, and you can't negotiate with evil. You have to just stand for God. And just let good deal with evil, which would be God, and pray for our leaders. But right now, and for some reason, the Congress too, by the way, I believe they're for Israel. They're for Israel. If you took a vote right now, they would stand up probably 100, at least, 98% of them maybe would sign resolutions saying stand with Israel.
Yeah.
But it's like we've lost, and it could be the fact that the Congress is sold out, for all the stuff and the things and taking the bait, that they're silent. They're not saying a thing. Israel weighs in the perception of Israel weighs in the balance. God's going to defend Israel, but you don't want America to be on the wrong side of that equation. And a biblical perspective of this, a biblical worldview, is we are in the end times. We are in end times right now. This is not the day when you had to ride a horse and you had a spear or an arrow or a slingshot. This is a day that you have nuclear powers that you can push a button and annihilate. Israel at its widest point is 60 miles wide. Approximately 60 miles wide. So you think about this. Russia has nuclear weapons already. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to Russia right today, I believe, to be able to talk to him about, he's having now to go, instead of, he used to go to America.
Wow.
Now he's actually going to Putin.
Well, according to Forbes, most powerful man in the world.
The president turned over, America turned over the leadership of the Arab League to him. And who offered to finance a war with Assad, which is where Putin's at with his bases and all. And it's like now Israel's having to go to Gog and Magog, to Rush, to seek support in regards to these talks going on. Which is, think about this. It's what have we done? The cause Jacob to have to go to the president of Russia. And this is not good. It could turn around, but the question is, will we have time? It looks like this. It looks like a justice movement is coming. It's a Zedekiah justice movement, which means we didn't listen, and God's going to put things back in order, but it's not going to be a pretty situation, and you got to hold on. As David Wilkerson said, even the most righteous man is going to be so broken, and that's not me, or it's not...
Ain't
us. So, we're really going to be broken, and it's going to be like Ziklag for us. But if we hold on, then God will restore us and he'll build us. But it's going to be real tough. you know, what's coming our way. But God is just, and he is the one who justifies. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love you just the way you are.
With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Does your child feel loved no matter what? Dr. Walt Larimore shares two simple questions he used to ask of his son, Scott.
My granddad taught me something that was irreplaceable in dealing with Scott as he grew up, and that was to tell Scott, I would ask him, Scott, what is one thing you can do to make me love you more? And the answer was, nothing. And I would follow that by asking, what's one thing you can do that would make me love you less? And the answer is nothing. Now, there's some things you can do I won't like, and where you'll cross over a line and there'll be consequences. But you will never change my love for you.
Unconditional love, like God's love, will be your most powerful tool as a mom or a dad. Hear more from Dr. Walt Larimore today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology, and it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. This guy with Common Core, it is amazing what this young man, his name is Ethan Young. We want to talk about this a little bit because a lot of folks have a lot of opinions about this. And, you know, we're on the learning journey. We're learning every day. And we find out one day we knew something. And the next day we find out that we needed to learn things more thoroughly. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are we going to play it from here or are we going to? Okay. And it's going to be 5 minutes. You have to listen because he's got his act together. He's going to download an intense viewpoint as he's talking, I believe, to the Tennessee school board about Common Core, about Common Core. Listen to this viewpoint because he nails it.
In a mere 5 minutes, I hope to provide insightful comments about a variety of educational topics. I sincerely hope you disprove the research I've compiled. Here's the history of the Common Core. In 2009, the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers partnered with Achieve, Inc., a nonprofit that received millions of funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Thus, the initiative seemed to spring from states when in reality it was controlled.
I want to say in the context of this so you understand, this is a young student talking. This is not some legislator talking right here. This is a young student. To give you a perspective for those that are not watching on Christian Television Network, and those are listening on radio, understand this young man knows his stuff. This name is Ethan. So he's covering in detail the Common Core. So I want you to hear it from that context. This is a young man standing before all these teachers and adults and the school board giving the viewpoint of Common Core here.
In a mere 5 minutes, I hope to provide insightful comments about a variety of educational topics. I sincerely hope you disprove the research I've compiled. Here's the history of the Common Core. In 2009, the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers partnered with Achieve, Inc., a nonprofit that received millions of funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Thus, the initiative seemed to spring from states when in reality it was contrived by an insular group of educational testing executives with only two academic content specialists. Neither specialist approved the final standards, and the English consultant Dr. Sandra Stotsky publicly stated she felt the standards left students with an empty skill set lacking literary knowledge. While educators and administrators were later included in the validation committee and feedback groups, they did not play a role in the actual drafting of the standards. The product is a, quote, rigorous preparation for career and college, yet many educators agree that rigorous is a buzzword. These standards aren't rigorous, just different, designed for an industrial model of school. Nevertheless, Common Core emerged. Keep in mind, the specific standards were never voted upon by Congress, the Department of Education, state or local governments, yet their implementation was approved by 49 states and territories. The president essentially bribed states into implementation via Race to the Top, offering $4.35 billion taxpayer dollars to participating states, $500 million of which went to Tennessee. And much like No Child Left Behind, the program promises national testing and a one-size-fits-all education because, hey, it worked really well the first time. While I do admire some aspects of the core, such as fewer standards and an emphasis on application and writing, it's not going to fix our academic deficit. If nothing else, these standards are a glowing conflict of interest, and they lack the research they allegedly received. And most importantly, the standards illustrate a mistrust of teachers, something I believe this county has already felt for a while. I've been fortunate to have incredible educators that open my eyes to the joy of learning, and I love them like my family. I respect them entirely, which is why it frustrates me to review the team and APEX evaluation systems. These subjective anxiety producers do more to damage a teacher's self-esteem than you realize. Erroneous evaluation coupled with strategic compensation presents a punitive model that, as a student, is like watching your teacher jump through flaming hoops to earn a score. Have you forgot the nature of a classroom? A teacher cannot be evaluated without his students. Because as a craft, teaching is an interaction. Thus, how can you expect to gauge a teacher's success with no control for students' participation or interest? I stand before you because I care about education, but also because I want to support my teachers. And just as they fought for my academic achievement, so I want to fight for their ability to teach. This relationship is at the heart of instruction. Yet there will never be a system by which it is accurately measured. But I want to take a step back. We can argue the details ad infinitum, yet I observe a much broader issue with education today. Standards-based education is ruining the way we teach and learn. Yes, I've already been told by legislators and administrators, Ethan, that's just the way things work. But why? I'm going to answer that question. It's bureaucratic convenience. It works with nuclear reactors. It works with business models. Why can't it work with students? I mean, how convenient calculating exactly who knows what and who needs what. I mean, why don't we just manufacture robots instead of students? They last longer and they always do what they're told. But education is unlike every other bureaucratic institute in our government. The task of teaching is never quantifiable. If everything I learned in high school is a measurable objective, I haven't learned anything. I'd like to repeat that. If everything I learned in high school is a measurable objective, I have not learned anything. Creativity, appreciation, inquisitiveness, these are impossible to scale, but they're the purpose of education. Why our teachers teach, why I choose to learn. And today we find ourselves in a nation that produces workers. Everything is career and college preparation. Somewhere our founding fathers are turning in their graves, pleading, screaming, and trying to say to us that we teach to free minds. We teach to inspire. We teach to equip. The careers will come naturally. I know we're just one city in a huge system that excitedly embraces numbers. But ask any of these teachers, ask any of my peers, and ask yourselves, haven't we gone too far with data? I attended tonight's meetings to share my critiques, but as Benjamin Franklin quipped, any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, and most fools do. The problems I cite are very real, and I ask only that you hear them out, investigate them, and do not dismiss them as another fool's criticisms. I'll close with a quote of Jane L. Stanford that Dr. McIntyre shared in a recent speech. You have my entire confidence in your ability to do conscientious work to the very best advantage to the students, that they be considered paramount to all and everything else. We're capable of fixing education, and I commit myself to that task. But you cannot ignore me, my teachers, or the truth. We need change, but not Common Core, high-stakes evaluations, or more robots. Thank you.
That is amazing to see a young man like this face the school board and say such truths. And we're going to break for a moment. We're going to come back on the other side and begin to talk about, you know, Common Core and what's taking place. What's seeking God's perspective in this whole thing called Common Core and the work in manufacturing?
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Listen, if you're on the Gulf Coast, contact Blue Angel Hot Tub, Pool, and Spas. You're looking to make an addition? Sounds like a good one to me. Consider visiting Joyce. They also ship nationwide. If you're in Pensacola, visit the Coffee House. If you're looking for a great cup of coffee, warm setting, nice leather chairs, they even have a fireplace. Come get a sandwich. Visit the Coffee House. Also in Pensacola, the $50 Eye Guy. All your glasses and eyewear and contact needs right across from Home Depot. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions. We're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch. A torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church. And so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch. John, do you know the VFNTV app is out, right? And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFNTV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFNTV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out, you know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio and VFN TV. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We were just talking in our last program about Common Core, and it is a topic of discussion, and it seems to be different in different states and different particular regions. But this young man named Ethan, Ethan Young, and you can actually see him. We saw him on YouTube where they had it. We have it available for you on The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on The Torch and watch this young man break it down. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of logical viewpoints or logical arguments that are going on right now. But when it comes time to God's outside of our mind, you know, God's, you know, you want to try to figure things out and, you know, your own wisdom and your own intellect. But the truth is that God's wisdom frustrates the intellect of the intelligent. I mean, that's what he does. And, mm-hmm. and he makes a very logical argument, and I hope he's right. He did say, you know, I hope this is not true, and I hope you disprove it. So he's talking to the school board in Tennessee. But think about it. Then what he reveals in this discussion and what you're hearing people talk about and the reports are, it's just some standardized education model that's going to it's gonna train you vocationally to plug right into a manufacturing job. Well, I mean, if a lot of our people in our nation aren't working, you know, you got to ask the question, well, why would that be wrong? If they're not training for that job, if you knew about the school dropout rate, it's mm-hmm. huge. The unemployment rate of the African American teenager is like highest amongst, I mean, very high, in the young folks in their 20s. The unemployment rate, it's just skyrocketing. As a matter of fact, they're having reports right now. They were actually not telling the truth about the unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go there. But in the context of this, understand, so you got to ask the question, well, if I don't have a job, why is it wrong for me to be trained for a manufacturing job? Why is it wrong for me to be trained how to manufacture something? Mm-hmm. Explain to me why. I understand you're all Donald Trumped up and stuff, and you know how to go out and, you know, make things happen. You have your Ivy League school, you know, degree.
Right.
But I'm working at McDonald's right now, and I'd rather have a manufacturing job. Why are we shipping our jobs to China, India? You know, the world is flat, right. Aspect of Thomas Friedman. And so we can't just like say, well, you know, I want to be unrestrained in my ability to, as a Christian, so that I can just do whatever I want to do. Well, first of all, 97% of the church in America is robbing from God anyway, so you can't say that this is a godly thing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
According to George Barna, regular church attenders who go at least once every 2 weeks are not tithing, giving God his tithes and offerings. So making more money doesn't make you more godly. It looks, mm-hmm. like it makes it the opposite of that.
Exactly.
And so we can't say that. Then it's like, well, maybe it's like greed. Maybe it's saying, you know, I understand I'm making $300,000 a year, and this particular family struggling trying to make it a minimum wage. But this is America. This is a free country. And, you know, they have the right to do what I'm doing, too. And it's like, well, it doesn't always work like that. You don't understand my DNA. You don't understand my generations. You don't know where I came from. You know, you don't know our budget. You don't know the school system we were sent to. You don't. Mm-hmm. There's so many variables in the context of that. But as Christians, now that's what we're talking about. You know, what is a light perspective is, should we be really thinking like that? Should we say there's something wrong? And if it is something wrong with it, then why are you okay with buying made in China? Because that means that if you say something's wrong with it with our country, Americans, but yet you go there to Walmart and you go to your AT&T store and you look at your phone and it says made in China, that means somebody there was trained for a manufacturing job and they built that phone and you bought it while your neighbor, who's struggling to be able to make it, why wouldn't you want your neighbor to build it? So you got to look, I mean, can't just all of a mm-hmm. sudden say, hey, you know, everybody doesn't have that kind of drive or that kind of wisdom or that kind of education or that kind of freedom in the context of you don't know what oppressions that I've been coming out of. And, you know, some folks, you know, because of where they're coming from, many folks, the fact that they're just wearing a uniform sets them apart from their whole community because they're like, you know, I got out. I got me a job. I got a stable job. And, and somebody that has this entrepreneurial, you know, let's just do this thing mindset, don't understand that guy at all. Mm-hmm. Because he's very happy. He's very successful in his own mind. He's taking care of his family. But he had to bust out of this whole mindset. And sure. Just to wear a uniform. So he'll wear that uniform to everywhere he goes.
That's right.
You know, I don't care. Well, he'll just wear it everywhere.
And if he gets keys, you better watch out.
Yeah, those keys are dangling around. And so, but what about the ones that don't have that ability just to bust out? I think about that program in New Jersey where they were, if you work for so many hours in this bicycle repair plant as a young kid, then you get your own bike. And it's like you work 20 hours or something. You got to sign in and clock out. And the kids felt so good because they worked for their bikes. Mm-hmm. It gave them this value. They started even coming back and continuing to work beyond the requirement after they've already earned their money, basically, to be able to purchase their bike. Mm-hmm. How healthy would it be for America to be trained for jobs?
Wow.
You know, what a concept. You know, it's just a whole different viewpoint. But I have another perspective, a biblical perspective even deeper in this, that if we don't turn to God as a nation, we're going to be making bricks without straw. We're going to have a manufacturing job.
Oh, yeah.
And when you hear things like workers of the world unite, when you hear things about the transference of wealth, and not just in our nation, but in the nations, what you're looking at is the manufacturing jobs coming from India and China coming to America, to a city near you. And it's like, it's almost like, and I'm just talking Freeman here, I'm talking, you know, biblical perspective of what's going on, that tomorrow you could be making China's phones. You know, made in America. It's like you'll be feeding, and the Walmarts in China are probably, if they haven't already, they'll be bigger than what's in America because there's 1.3 billion people there.
And they're easing restrictions. Yes. So you better watch out. Mm-hmm.
The market's bigger there. And so maybe the new slogan's going to be, and it probably will if we don't repent, you know, that's made in America. You could buy three of those. You could buy three of those. They've been trained for manufacturing jobs. They have just a plug-and-play type thing that they just go to the school. They train you the whole school. And when I was talking to Yulong from China, and he's telling me that from the very beginning, they pretty much plug you into where you're going to go. I mean, he had two choices. And he trained for that whole aspect of it.
Wow.
By the way, some of these guys are jumping off the building and they're doing, you know, pretty wild things over there because they're losing their mind. But if we're going to turn our back on God as a nation, you don't think you're going to be the manufacturer of cheap products for the world? That over in the Middle East, they'll be saying, hey, you know, let's get a contract. You can actually get 100,000 of those from America for 3 cents.
Hmm. Wow.
That's what's, I mean, look, I mean, think about the vibe and what's happening spiritually. I know the pride of America doesn't even want to go there, but the reality is when you look at Common Core and this young man's excellent explanation of it in 5 minutes, and you look at the people that aren't working and more people are taking than giving, and then you look at the fact that nobody, the people who say that this is important, even the church is saying it's important to be this free entrepreneurial society, is 97% is robbing from God. Think about it. And we're voting our pocketbook instead of what God would say. Mm-hmm. We're voting people based on money value versus, you know, biblical values. And we're confronting Israel the way we are right now, you know, poking our, it's like, my goodness, it's going to be made in America. Mm. Think about that.
Wow.
You know, when you think about the former president of King's College, he talked about, you know, this whole thing, the humbling down of a nation. And America was, in some people's mindset, and was all this these colonization that's taking place in the world through the line, which would be Great Britain, that they want to basically take the main off the line to bring it down and equal it out. In the world, what's called redistribution of wealth. And a lot of Americans are thinking, well, that means then Donald Trump's money is going to be given to me. No, what it is your money is going to be given to India.
That's right.
Your money is going to be given to Africa. Your money is going to be given to China. That's what they're talking about, this whole paradigm. And so why not repent? Mm-hmm. Why not just say, you know what? We have this common core. And listen, I know some people who, you know, are godly folks who are saying embracing this common core, because if you're working with young people, you're realizing they're not working. They're not getting jobs. You got all this stuff saying you don't want to have common core, but you're not hiring these folks. You're not creating, jobs for them. Somehow they're going to have work. They're going to have to work. So you can see where a school board would say, we're going to have to train these children for work. They're going to have to work one day. Mm-hmm. And a way to do that is to train someone for a manufacturing job. This is how you make the widgets. You take this nut and you screw it on this bolt and you push it down the assembly line. You take this nut and you screw it on there. You stamp it, made in America. They buy 50 of them for $1, and Amazon ships our products all over the world. I'm just saying that I can understand what Ian's saying, but the truth is, are we living up to the Founding Fathers' original intent? Are we living up to God's intent over this nation? Are we pulling down the very thing that raised this nation up? Are we pulling down God? And the thing is that what you're saying is, yes, that's a logical argument, what Ian's saying. And it's just really getting old, because people are making logical arguments thinking that they're winning because of their logic. But what God is doing, God is humbling our nation. He's humbling us right before our very eyes. And because we don't know it, we're going to be more humbled. Mm. But if at some point we awaken and we realize, dear God, we've sinned against you. We've turned our backs on you. We've robbed you. We've turned to other gods. We worshiped ourselves and our things, and we didn't even acknowledge you. Dear God, forgive us. Forgive us how we sinned against you and sinned against others. Lord, restore us. And if we do that in time, and if we do it rightly, then we're not going to be okay with people building our products and us taking advantage of them. Because if there was a slave trade in America that was wrong, and there was, and there needs to be a conversation that America needs to have and the church needs to have, then why is it okay to enslave the Chinese people? Why is it okay to enslave for low wage the people of India to build your products? Does it really? I mean, think about it. What trades are being taken over by low wage, under cared for workers who are surviving on a couple dollars a week while you're wearing around a shirt that you got? Is there anything any different? Isn't it all the same? Wow. It's all the same.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if we're Christians and we're concerned then about the condition of the human race, and we want to be able to do something about it, it looks like what we wouldn't do by choice that is happening by force. It looks like Zedekiah is like getting ready to step into their place. And Zedekiah is the one that takes Israel from some sort of partnership with high taxation, oppression, to Babylonian captivity. Mm. And then all of a sudden, everybody's got a manufacturing job.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll see. I say, dear God, forgive us. Let's repent. Let's turn back to God and say, you know what? And have compassion. Not repent so we can actually continue to rob from God, continue to oppress the Chinese people by buying products while they're manipulating their economy over there. Begin to figure out, dear God, give us wisdom on how to treat people with honor and respect, even if we have to pay more. And it doesn't matter if we're actually complaining about the slavery in the history in America, and we got beyond it in America, that we're now enslaving the Chinese people. Mm-hmm. We're enslaving the people of India so that we can have a cheap clothes from Walmart or wherever it is. I don't know. It matters to God. It matters to God. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
I was in a meeting, I guess, or something, and so I went, I was going to go to the restroom. You're not going to believe this. I go to the restroom, and but I was in my zone. What's that?
We might believe this.
Yeah. You know, I'm in that zone, right? In the zone. And just kind of, you know, knocking that out and getting back. And at that time, there was things going on that they were talking about, you know, integrating the sexes, and there's no difference between men and women, and we're all out of all the stuff was going on. And I didn't even look at the door. I didn't even look at the door. You know what I'm saying? And I opened up the bathroom door, and I thought, my goodness, now they've taken away all the things that we know they're in men's bathrooms, right? And it was like a whole bunch of rooms or something. You know, I'm like, I was just couldn't believe it. I'm like, my goodness. I was just so distraught. I'm thinking, they've even changed our bathrooms. And so obviously I had to go into a closet, and I'm in a closet. And next thing you know, I hear this voice.
You hear what?
I hear this lady's voice. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trapped. I'm in this closet. Oh my goodness. What do I do? Dear God, I need a word. I need a word. You know, because you can't, you're like little rooms and stuff. By the way, you don't know this. There's little rooms in there. And you're like in your own little room, and it's like, what do I do? And of course, it's Cracker Barrel, 10 trillion people. And this is obviously sometime back, because I have good doors now. I don't care what's going on. I even rubbed the Braille. Okay, yeah, that's the ends. And so I waited for silence. And I booked it out of that puppy and came in there and just went totally just try to block it out of my mind. And by God's grace, CNN wasn't outside the door. Explain this. I can't tell you. I can't tell. I have no idea. And, of course, all the people around me go, it can happen. It can happen.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. The good thing about that today, it really doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. Man, what is happening with this movie, man?
So, they're making a lot of Christian movies these days. There's a movie that they made from a book, Heaven is Real. If you remember that book about the young little boy who had an experience, went to heaven. And this book is his father's a minister, is a pastor, and as a boy was sharing what happened and what he saw, they felt compelled and led of the Lord to put it in the book format. Well, today, they actually have a movie that's coming out in 2014, Heaven is Real. Heaven is Real. They've put it into a book, a children's book. We have a trailer for you. You want to check this out.
And so cool about this young man, God, he saw his sister that had died. that he didn't even know about. He met his father. I mean, the exciting things are taking place. Yeah. I mean, you got to see this. This is amazing.
Mommy?
Yes, Colton?
Did you know I have a sister?
You didn't know that Cassie's your sister?
No, I have two sisters. You had a baby die in your tummy, didn't you?
Honey, who told you I had a baby die in my tummy?
In heaven, this little girl came up to me. She told me she died in your tummy.
We need to get him in surgery right away.
The pain that I suffered watching my son at close to death.
We're in trouble here. He's much worse. Will you call some friends and pray for him?
The hospital staff said that your son was not expected to survive. Use the word miracle.
Your son had a near-death experience.
He saw things that I can't really explain.
I lifted up and I looked down. Mom was in one room, you were in another room yelling at God.
He's been out there staring for hours.
Is something wrong with Colton?
Why do you say that?
Sometimes he says weird things. I've been here.
I don't think we've been here before, pal.
You had a grandpa named Pop, right?
He died when I was about your age.
He's very nice.
You saw my grandfather? Where did you see him?
In heaven.
Is this him? Is this the man you saw?
No. In heaven, everybody's young.
Is this him?
Yeah, that's him. That's Pop.
Honey, did you punch a kid in the nose?
They were making fun of Colton. Is he gonna get a spanking?
Heck no. She's gonna teach you to hit without hurting your knuckles. I want to believe him. But everything he talks about is impossible.
You saw heaven? What does it look like?
It's beautiful.
We all want to be supportive, but we can't have our town turn into a circus.
They don't believe me, do they?
Some people might be afraid to believe.
Don't you think we need to be talking about this life?
Do you think my son went to heaven?
You don't have to worry. He told me everything was all right.
He's making a difference. Haven't we already had a glimpse of something? From the first cry of a baby, the courage of a friend, the love of a mother, a father, I see it, so I believe it.
Do you?
Wow, wow, that's awesome.
I cannot wait to see that.
I mean, the quality and just the story behind it is a true story. The book is moving. I remember that he actually saw in the book the face of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a young girl, age of 12, who actually had an encounter where she saw the Lord, and she has these amazing gifting to paint. I mean, people trained for years, adults, and they cannot master the quality of what this young girl is able to do. And he, for years, his father would show him pictures, you know, is this what Jesus looks like? And when he saw that picture that that young girl who had an encounter, I believe, drew of Jesus, she goes, that's what I saw. That's, that's who he is. We want to encourage you, listen, this movie is, is going to be used powerfully by God, because everybody wants to go to heaven, but you just don't, how you get to heaven is what really matters. You know, the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And it's not just by saying you know Jesus or you love Jesus or even saying a prayer. It's by giving your life completely to him. Give your life today so that you can ensure that you'll be with Jesus forever in heaven.
You know, when you heard, and you can read, get the book now, you can read it, heavenisforreal.org, I think, or something, that site is. You can go to VFNTV.com and go to The Torch and find out.
Yeah, we'll have it for you.
But that her miscarried child was in heaven.
Mm.
And so if you're thinking today, if the enemy's trying to convince you, as we're seeing take place, it just happened in New Mexico where they're saying they tried to stand up for children that are in the womb up to 20 weeks, and they voted against it to take the child's life. Realize that if you fall for the lie, if you fall for the lie, realize that every child is in heaven. You will see these children.
That's right.
And which means is you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And if you have done it, understand what happened and ask God to forgive you, and he will. and restore you, and then help others not do that. But realize, if this miscarried child, it was in heaven, and he was able to totally identify at this young age, he's like 5, 4, whatever it was, and he comes back and tells his mother something that only she knew, something you wouldn't share with your child. And you got to see this. It's going to be an amazing movie. But all of a sudden, she's realizing that was encouraging for her to know that my child is in heaven. But understand this. That means your child in your womb matters to God. He or she matters to God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all these children in China, for example, this one child policy that they're easing somewhat upon, on, all these children that are being destroyed, I don't know, how many million did they say, 300-something million, 325 million children since the late 70s in China.
One out of every six girls in China is killed.
Yeah, one out of every six. And so I just want to just, you know, be encouraged. Hold on and realize God will give you grace. Make sure you make a point to put this on your calendar to see this movie coming up. For heaven is real. For heaven truly is for real.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. If you're in New Jersey, visit Yolanda Cocina Cubana, Cuban Kitchen. For the food is delicioso. Get some today. Brunson Aaron Heating in Mobile. Commercial and residential. They'll come and check it out for you. Also in Pensacola on the Gulf Coast, Taqueria Olguis, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for this, Pat. Delicious. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.